No Republican has won a presidential contest in Minnesota since 1972. 4 years ago, President Bush paid the state little attention, campaigning there only once. But he lost Minnesota to Al Gore by less than 2.5 percentage points. This year, polls there show another close race, and Mr. Bush has visited seven times. NPR's David Wellner reports on Minnesota's changing politics.
President Bush has not only been a frequent flyer to Minnesota this year, he's also been campaigning there in places no sitting president had ever ventured, including the central Minnesota city of St. Cloud. At a well-attended rally last month at St. Cloud's Dick Putts Field, the president presented himself as the kind of moderate Republican Minnesotans have increasingly been voting for at the polls.
I'm running with a compassionate conservative philosophy that government should help people improve their lives, not try to run their lives. I believe this nation wants steady, consistent, principled leadership. And that is why, with your help, we're going to carry Minnesota and win a great victory in November.
The president may have reason to be optimistic. Since his narrow loss 4 years ago in Minnesota, the state's elected a GOP governor and U.S. senator. Republicans control the Minnesota House, and the state's attorney general is the only Democrat currently holding elected office statewide. Carleton College political scientist Stephen Scheer says Minnesota's political landscape has definitely tilted to the right.
There's no question over the last 25 years Minnesota has become less Democratic, less liberal, and it's now a two-party competitive state. It's really not the Minnesota of the generation of Walter Mondale and Hubert Humphrey anymore.
Those two former senators, vice presidents, and presidential candidates are perhaps Minnesota's best-known Democrats. Attending a local candidate debate at the St. Cloud City Hall, 42-year-old Carrie Weber says she once helped elect Democrats like them. But Weber, who's Catholic and a registered independent, says she's voting for President Bush because he, like she, opposes abortion.
I think it comes down to morals. I think it comes down to who the people really, really are.
Are your family members who are Democrats planning to vote for President Bush?
Yes, actually, some of them are. And it absolutely surprised me because I have a sister who's always been very strong Democrat, and she's changed her mind.
Many other socially conservative Catholic Democrats have also left their party over the issue of abortion, and most now vote Republican. Others switched parties because they resented Minnesota's high tax rate. 46-year-old Jim Dahl says his vote for President Bush is also for smaller government.
I think it's primarily with the use of the tax dollars, and that we as citizens feel that we can better manage our money than government.
But Minnesota Democrats say what it really comes down to is that voters have become more selfish. Mike Verhulst, a 44-year-old from St. Cloud, says he can't believe some of the things he hears from people voting for President Bush.
It might be cold here and it might be nasty part of the year, but in the end, it's one of the nicest places to live. You make enough money to live on, and it's disappointing that the Minnesotans today, my generation and those behind us, are kind of turning their backs on it.
Perhaps no Minnesotan epitomizes the state's political shift to the right more than does Republican Norm Coleman. He narrowly defeated Walter Mondale 2 years ago in a race for the U.S. Senate seat of the late Democrat Paul Wellstone. Coleman chairs Minnesota's Bush-Cheney campaign, but 8 years ago he was former President Clinton's campaign chairman before switching parties.
I think the things that kind of moved me to say that a government program is not the answer to every problem, and that the best path to opportunity is giving people more opportunity, is something that is reflective of the values of the party, of the Republican Party, and I think many folks would say the Democratic Party left them, that it's no longer representing the kind of the little guy, and there's still a lot of little guys in Minnesota.
And they tend not to live in the big Democratic strongholds of Minneapolis and St. Paul. The growth of conservatism in the suburbs has been fueled in part by a kind of white flight from the Twin Cities, where enrollment in public schools has changed dramatically in recent years. At the Paul and Sheila Wellstone Elementary School in downtown St. Paul, 7 out of 10 of the second graders having lunch speak English as a second language. Their families come from places like Mexico, Somalia, and Cambodia. Lawrence Jacobs, a political scientist at the University of Minnesota's Humphrey Institute, says the Twin Cities' mostly minority public school population reflects an increasingly segregated state.
The kind of all-white schools in the urban areas are a thing of the past. and it's created some real tension in the state. More money is going for English as a second language. There are a lot of social services to help these families transition.
Still, some of Minnesota's suburbs and exurbs are political battlegrounds this year. President Bush paid a visit to one such place a month ago. He stopped while campaigning for a sandwich at the Brick House Deli in Anoka, half an hour's drive from Minneapolis.
Great place you got here.
Yeah, nice and cozy.
How long have you owned it?
2.5 years now.
Great.
But speaking with NPR earlier this week, the deli's owner, Angel Howell, said while she made a sale of a $5 chicken salad sandwich to President Bush, he has not yet made a sale with her.
I'm registered as a Republican, but...
You're still undecided.
There's still questions, you know. I've been watching the debates and listening to the media and the station, you know, the Patriot Station and things like that, and there's a lot of questions out there that I think everybody has. And a lot of people are undecided, it seems.
Many have made up their minds, but in a way that would disappoint President Bush's backers. Out on Main Street in downtown Anoka, 75-year-old Beverly McDonald says she's a registered independent who admits making a bad choice 4 years ago.
Bush, and I'm very sorry I did.
And why are you sorry?
I think he's proved to be a very ineffective president. Some of his judgments were... really bad.
Polls indicate a very tight race in Minnesota. Republicans say the state's political direction favors their candidate, but Democrats say they're more unified and mobilized than ever before. They predict an even stronger finish for John Kerry than what Al Gore got 4 years ago. David Wellna, NPR News.